Rhea looked up and listened. Distant chanting drifted in through the study window, but the house itself was silent. Probably just one of the cats, knocking something over downstairs. She pulled the lamp closer and bent over her workbench again. The second lens was a tight fit, but she mustn't force it. A smear on the inner surface of the glass now would be damned hard to clean off later. Her motions, slow and careful, she eased the lens into the cradle of leather straps. The lens dropped into place, and there it was, her sight glass, complete. That's the beginning of Hidden Sun by Jane Fenn. I'm Erica Ensign, and this is Recently Read. Hugo nomination time has rolled around once again, and after I got caught up on my short fiction reading, I decided to dive into some novels that are eligible, hoping to find something worthy of adding to my ballot. And golly gee willikers, did I hit the jackpot with this one. I've read some good books lately, but this is the first in a while that I couldn't stop thinking about when I wasn't reading it. I looked forward to the end of every workday so I could go home and read some more. A big reason for this is the world building. Rhea lives in Shen, one of several dozen Shadowlands, where the Shadowkin live and work. Outside the Shadowlands, in the dangerously hot and bright Skyland, only the Skykin can survive. These races used to be one, but split apart from each other during some cataclysmic event thousands of years ago. So already I was hooked because I was fascinated by the mysterious long-ago history and how that led to the internal politics of Shen, the external politics between Shen and other Shadowlands, and the relations between the Shadowkin and Skykin. I won't say too much more about all this because I so enjoyed slowly learning about this world as the book progressed. I'd hate to cheat you listeners out of that journey of discovery. The other big reason I couldn't put this book down was the plot. A book cannot survive upon world building alone, and Hidden Sun delivers on both fronts. Rhea is a noble and a mostly secret scientist in a land where religion tends to reign supreme. As you can see from the opening of the book, she has just invented a basic telescope and is excited to make astronomical observations to add to the knowledge of the network of natural inquirers. Before she can even get started, she's swept up in an adventure. She must travel to another Shadowland to search for her missing brother, who may or may not have committed a terrible crime before fleeing Shen. Finding her brother is also important because, as the sole heir to her household, if he doesn't return, she might have to get married and produce an heir and possibly even stop her scientific observances. Meanwhile, in another part of Shen, Dej, an adolescent Skykin, is being raised in what is basically a school/orphanage. All young Skykin are raised in Shadowlands until they're old enough to undergo the mysterious process that allows them to live in the Skylands. Dej is a rebel and a thief and thoroughly unapologetic about it. Her adventure starts when she's sent away to become an adult far sooner than anyone expected, and things don't go as well as she'd hoped. Though maybe they're not as bad as she feared. The book mostly alternates chapters between these two characters, which is another part of why I felt mildly addicted to it. Fenn does a marvelous job of leaving you wanting more at the end of a chapter, so you dive right into the next one. At first, it's like you just want to get through it so you can find out what happens next to Rhea, only to be swept up in Dej's story within a few lines. Then lather, rinse, repeat. There is also a third POV character, a priest in another Shadowland, who is working on some experiments that don't seem to be altogether on the up and up. They involve dead bodies, so, you know, creepy. He's a smaller part of the narrative, but his story becomes increasingly important as the other two narrative threads weave their way across the world. I sort of assumed and hoped those threads would eventually come together, and I was not disappointed, especially since the way they come together was A, not what I expected, and B, emotionally satisfying. Speaking of emotionally satisfying, the end of this book, I think, is certainly that, but this is the first book in a series, so things are not entirely resolved. I've already pre-ordered Broken Shadow, the next book in the series. It will be available in April, which leaves me asking myself semi-regularly, is it April yet? I'm a rather impatient Erica Ensign, and this has been Recently Read.